Would you like to meet cheap with your friends and family, colleagues or coworkers online for as little as $9.97 a month? You can just go to princedale.meetcheap.com. Hi everyone, it is Brian here at it's Brian and Tweety and Roscoe and some others here at Bryden Firm, BRIDNFirm.com. And Tweety wants to share the mic and Jack as well. Roscoe's just sitting here in silence. He's the one in the picture with me. But that was Jack. And that was Tweety. It's really hard to train them to do it on cue. It helps when they're competing with each other. But I was just listening to Truly Julie and Brad and their wonderful talk about the ley lines in England and around the world, but about their journey. And what a wonderful talk it was, and how they tomorrow morning are going to be doing tomorrow morning in England. They are going to be doing another talk at sunrise at the Cheese Ring, spelled with CHEESEWRING, which is near Cornwall in, well, I guess what we call today United Kingdom, but as I affectionately call it, England, merry old England. And it come to me that perhaps I should go out and check the nest boxes for eggs. And the title come, peasants, because that's what we are, and pheasants, because that's where we're going to end up on this little walk and talk. Hopefully, if I don't lose the internet connection. The first thing we're going to do, if you can hear them, is listen to some chicks, some Cornish cross, or what we know as mating chicks. And the main reason that I did that was to actually check their food and water levels and temperature, and make sure that the space that they're in was still suitable. We've had a raw easterly wind here in Bear River, Nova Scotia today at Bryden Firm. And actually, it warmed up a bit with the sun this afternoon, but these chicks are actually in the shelter. They're in a 4x4 chicken coop, which has a wire frame run under it, but they're contained within. And now I'm walking by my old Ferguson tractor on my way to the carport. And we have a plastic over the top of the carport, and you hear that blowing in the wind because the wind is picking up. Now, from the eastern boundary of our property is formed in part by the west branch of the Bear River. And so, standing here at the carport, I'm overlooking the west branch, Bear River, as it flows to the head of the tide into the main river, Bear River, at what we know as the head of the tide, which is at the corner of our property. That is where it's believed that some of the first early settlers come and put ashore on the west branch. And I'm standing inside of the carport now, and you can hear the tarp over top in the background, and I wish you could see what I'm seeing, because here in the carport we have a rather large cardboard box that has hay in the bottom, because sometime in the past we actually had chicks in there. And we've continued to change the hay because after the chicks were done with it, the hens began to lay eggs there. Now, I'm going to have to set the iPad down as I reach into the box because I see many colored eggs. So just bear with me for a moment. Listen to the wind. Enjoy the background sound. Now, it's not like the hens don't have their own coop. It's not like there's not four nest boxes in here at home at Bryden Farm. We only have 20 laying hens, actually 21, but one is Birdie. She's sitting on her own nest. However, apparently, four nests are not enough for the 20 hens, and by the way, four nests is plenty, but they come here to the big carport that has the big cardboard box, and so far today, in that box, they laid six eggs that I just put into the pouch on what most people would refer to as a hoodie, but is actually sort of a northern sweater with a hood and a pouch. And I can't remember the exact name. I believe it's an anorak. However, it's at this point that I suspect that my internet is going to get a little dicey. The Wi-Fi connection from the house, although it seems to be holding strong. As I come out, and Tweedy's been following me, apparently. He's here with one of his girlfriends, who's helping herself to some bird seed in an old earthenware dish, which has a corner out of it. So it's become upcycled into a chicken feeder. And now moving into our chicken coop. Watching the Wi-Fi signal, I'm not going to lose you all. And I'm looking at, and that answers my question, because this morning I thought perhaps we had another broody hen. Our Aracona, spelled with a U, a true colored egg layer with the beard and cheek feather ruffles. Is a beautiful bird. She was sitting yesterday morning and this morning and rather growling at me as I tried to check under her. I didn't even bother, but wanted to check under her to see if she had any eggs. And usually when she growls at me, that means that she's becoming broody. But right now she's sitting there, blinking, looking at me, looking at Rosie, another hen, one of our oldest girls here, who's laid many eggs in her lifetime and has deserved her day on the perch today. In fact, I come in every morning and lift her down and put her in the feed trough inside. She goes out. She spends time outside. And also here with them is Joe, a gray hen. And I believe that's Bebe, who when she first come to us had a bare butt. She had come from an intensively farmed place that we sometimes get hens from. And over the last year, she not only has become very tame, I guess Joe is leaving, she didn't quite approve of me telling tales out of school. And next to Bebe is a beautiful white hen. And up on the roost above that is Brownie. So these five, well, six hens counting Joe, were sitting here. And in the nest boxes, in the box where Puffy, the black Araucana, was this morning, I see a couple of eggs. One of them is green. Araucanas and other egg, colored egg layers that we have here lay green, pink, and blue eggs. And of course, we have our share of brown and various shades of brown. And I'm gathering another, I think that's four, five, six. So I think that makes 12 eggs on this little trip to the carport and the chicken coop. So in these four nests were six eggs. In the old box in the big carport, in the one nest, there were six eggs. And you ladies have earned your spot in the coop for today, and you're very wise to stay in here out of the wind. So you enjoy your day as we move on. And oh, did I disturb you? One of our friendly, surprisingly friendly, usually bantam roosters. And usually bantam roosters are not friendly, but a lot of it has to do with the way they're raised. And now I'm peeking in to a wooden box where we have a white hen sitting. I believe she may be a daughter to the old hen we called Necky, who was a wonderful hen. Last year she survived a bobcat attack and had a bare spot on her neck, and her name thus become Necky. And she raised not only her brood of chicks last year, but she also raised three others that she had been given, one by a neighbor, two by us, and she was such a good hen that she raised them as well. Now that's my boy Romeo you hear in the background as I have a look here at the Muscovy duck hen, just to make sure they're doing all right. The Wi-Fi won't reach as far as Romeo. I'd go out and say hello to him as well. And here I see two little bantam English game roosters. Two darling little brother boys that stick together and seldom if ever fight. We actually have six roosters here. An overstock on roosters. With only having 21 hens, one or two roosters would be plenty. But these are not only roosters and protectors, but pets as well. Although we probably will be looking to rehome some of the roosters just because we do have too many. And as our hens become broody and set on their eggs to hatch them this summer, there will be fewer hens available per rooster, which may cause the roosters to fight. And now I'm over to a section of the hill that is pretty much bare ground. It's on the side hill, but we call it the spa because that's where the ladies, young and old biddies alike, go to sit and bask in the warmth of the sun as they dust themselves. And in front of the spa on the side of the hill is an open structure, a wooden structure with a fiberglass cap as a roof. And they come and sit here on the bars of the structure and talk back and forth. And we call that the bar. So we have the spa for the chickens. And sometimes they go to the spa, and other times they go to the bar. There goes a couple of girls and Tweety going to the bar now. Well, and as I look back on the hillside, not only do I see some beautiful hyacinth and daffodils in their brilliant colors, but I also see our boy, Tom, one of our cats. He was actually born here last summer and helps in for doing rodent patrol and control. Hi, Tommy. You good boy? You good boy? You coming? You coming? No? You're going to pretend that you're hiding behind the tree. Oh, you're going to attack? There you go. He didn't attack me. But he was having fun. As he played his little game with me. And Roscoe. Hey, Tom. Hey, boy. He's probably looking to go back in the basement. His dad, Oreo, who also lives here, just come back from a 3-day venture. He likes to go roaming. And normally we have a door open to the basement where Oreo is for Tom. But because I was disturbed as he rested today, stay in and rest. Tommy's running around, so he was here on the step with me a minute ago, and then he took off up the hillside and climbed a tree, and now he's coming back to look to see if I'm going to follow. But no, you enjoy your afternoon in the wind and the sun. Roscoe and I are going to return in the house, and shortly I will tell you why I called this peasants, which we are, peasants, and pheasants. But it's going to be another moment or two, because there's something in the house that I want you to hear. Oh, I should, before I break them, take the eggs out of my pocket. There's nothing quite like reaching into a pocket. And this pocket has a dozen eggs, so it would be a little hard for me to forget them in my pouch, although I nearly did. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12. Now, if you were counting, you know that I miscounted. 12, 13 eggs. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that 13th one must have been an unlucky one because it has a little peck mark in it. That one will be for our breakfast tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So now, let's continue the little journey. Not only do we see Holly, our dog, and Pete, the indoor male cat, who just give me a big yawn of disinterest. I also look and see Willow, who is also a female cat, Tom's mother, Willow at my feet now, and her new kittens, 6 of them, born this spring, almost 8 weeks ago, who will soon be ready to go to their new homes as either pets or barn cats, because both Willow and Oreo, their parents, are great protectors when doing patrol for rodents. Because if you have a farm and you have feed, you also most definitely have rodents and cats and even dogs. Become great control agents. Now, unlocking the door, because I don't want the cats in this room. and coming in, you need to listen very closely now and see what you can hear. Nothing like working with animals and children, because when you want them to perform on cue, they don't always do as you want. Hopefully you can hear that. And these are pheasants, baby pheasants, tiny baby pheasants that were born about 4 days ago, who come to us a couple of days ago, and as I look, I also need to give them some of the water that we have here. If you ever raise chicks, look online and find the recipe for what is known as magic water, which really is a blend of apple cider vinegar, honey, and garlic in water. Now, let's see if I can do this without upsetting the apple cart, no pun intended. I'm going to pour in some more water so that these little ones have more to drink. Now, we only give them the magic water on the first day or two, and then switched over to regular water. However, it does have still some pieces of garlic in it. And if you look at the health benefits, not only for chicks, but for people as well, the benefits of apple cider vinegar, honey, and garlic. The rearranging the chicks, no. I see one little one who's fallen asleep directly under the heat lamp, because chicks need a heat lamp when they're small. And yet it's standing there with its wings outstretched, which also means that it's a little too warm. But because it's sleeping, hasn't the sense to move, or the awareness to move away. There he goes. Moving over, we'll be more comfortable now. So, for the most part, they seem to be doing good. This is my first time raising pheasants. But now you know why the talk was peasants and pheasants. If you are listening and you would like to say hello, have a chat, or ask any questions, you know what to do. You're on the Wisdom app. Click the Join the Conversation button and come out and talk. Now, to try to balance the iPad on my arm, close the door, put the hook on, and then I'm going to sit here at the top of the steps, because that's where I am. So if you have any questions or comments or would like to chat, feel free to hit that button. And let's see, I see Marcy Ann, Haykem, Ali, Broadcast, Alexander, Elizabeth McClone. Oops, I didn't mean to hit any buttons. John Bush, Mojo, Cosmic J, the peacemaker, Terryson, Cecilia Grace, Hannah Carr, and Katie Jones. 10 people, either actively listening or at least stuck their head in the door to say hello on their way by. And you're all appreciated. So, I'm going to get ready to close the talk, unless there is someone who does want to hit that button. And if you do, do it now. I'd love to hear from you. And if not, that's okay too. So, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Ciao for now. Love you all. Have a great day. Would you like to have your family website, or perhaps one for your business or nonprofit? Go to princedale.gogvo.com and you can get started for under $10 a month. Get started today at princedalegogvo.com.